Shut the front door, it's going back door. This is going back door again. Welcome, Home Traders. This is the ramshackles of my fucking living room because I'm in the process of moving.
Did you sell the lighter?
I've sold everything that I could so far.
Tiny.
I don't even think that one works.
No, it does.
Fuck your mother.
Bing bong.
Suck my dick from the back.
With your thin, greasy-ass lips, you fucking Caucasian bitch.
Welcome to... Hello, Penetrators. Welcome to Going Back Door... Wait, you already did this.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it anyways. Hello, Penetrators. Welcome to Going Back Door, episode 71. We are here live at Todd's... Well, what used to be Todd's apartment. Now it looks like he's being evicted. So, Todd will be homeless. That's a thing.
Give me 2 months, I'll be homeless. Shut up, bitch.
I hope to God not. It would feel horrible for you.
Oh, no. I'll start doing crimes again. It's fine. I will not be homeless.
Are we sponsored by Steel?
Steel. Steal your stuff.
No, the hat.
Oh.
No, I mean, it's fine. I was just giving you shit. I mean, we're not sponsored by this shithole company that we're not going to name until... that pack drives, then maybe we might mention something if we get some free shit. If the
potential
free shit
shally,
you know,
that'd be pretty cool.
Unlike Pit Vipers, we're just giving them free ads apparently with me wearing these pieces of shit, sons of bitches.
I got invited to do a show tomorrow night.
HR. Fucking homos. Anyways, what?
I got invited to do a show tomorrow night, buddy, and you're gonna roll with me as my videographer.
Mm-hmm. Well, so if Stuart does come. What are we bullshitting him as?
He's my token black friend.
No. You see,
it is a black room we're going to. I hope you know that, right?
Really?
Yeah, it's a black room.
It's not crackers?
No. No, I'm going to like a dude's house.
Where?
In Indy. I have the address if you want to look it up later. But it's a guy I did the writing workshop with.
Oh, Anthony?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check out Anthony on all platforms. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's a good dude.
So it's a black room?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm assuming it's like a family gathering for him. I have no details, really. I'm assuming it's like a party he's throwing.
So it's probably not going to cost money to get it.
Probably not. We just might bring some alcohol just to be nice.
Yeah. How late are we staying?
Depends how much of a good time we're having.
I don't want to be out till like 5 in the morning.
That's yeah, fuck fine. No. Fuck no.
Okay. I was hoping we were on the same page that
we leave is 11 o'clock.
Neither one of us work late shift anymore.
Fuck
and
no. I get sleepy at 8 now.
You get sleepy at 8? That's when I wake up again. It's bullshit.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, my God. I wish I could go to sleep at 8.
Well, I also drink every day, so.
Yeah, probably. That's not good for you, but, you know.
I mean, you could also, like, mind your fucking business, bitch, smoking your cigarette.
I think it's all the supplements. I think they just, like, finally kick in at night. My body's like, let's do this. I'm like, no. Fuck.
What kind of suppies you been taking, brother?
I've been taking...
You've been on that ashwagandha?
Yes, I've been taking that. I've also been taking... It's a chewable form of ashwagandha.
Same. I have the same one.
Yeah.
It's little gummies and, like, a little flower shape.
They're a little, like, blue?
Yeah.
Blue things?
Yeah, I have the same one.
Yeah, yeah, the factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. I also got the Mushroom Tech ones. Mm. They're pretty good. They have a good taste to them, too.
I've heard the Mushroom Tech stuff's really good, but I don't know.
I think it helps. It does help with my memory and stuff. I've noticed that. Focus. I also took Alpha Brain, and that's just kicking in. I'm just realizing it because I'm talking very fast.
But I will say, you're enunciating your words in a way I've never seen before.
This is kind of incredible. Huh. Wow. Who knew Alpha Brain actually fucking works? Shouts out to you, Joe Rogan.
Thanks, Joey.
You did something right for once, you bald idiot.
You fucking thumb.
You fucking thumb. Oh, we're not going to be allowed at his club.
I will get your dick sucked one way or another. One way or another, your dick will be sucked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not denying it. Tell me I wouldn't suck Joe Rogan's dick.
I thought you were going to have me suck Joe Rogan's dick.
I'll take one for the team.
That's fine. I'm okay with this. You're not going to get much fight out of me.
I love how you were volunteering at first. You're like, yeah, he's going to tell me to do it.
But if you want to do it, I mean, go, by all means, suck that man's dick. I don't care.
I just think he deserves one.
I'm not dying.
He probably deserves one blowy.
Metaphorically or physically, you know?
You know someone who is? David Goggins. The late and great David Goggins.
I was going to say Brendan Schaub, but whatever.
The late great Brendan Schaub.
The late great Brendan Schaub. May he rest in peace. He's not really dead, but his career is.
I haven't seen anything from him in so long, and I'm so happy about it.
Jesus Christ. I think he's going to be at Skankfest.
Yeah.
Hey, it's wearing off.
What up, buddy?
Has a 10-minute lifespan.
Yeah, Skankfest is going to be very interesting this year. Yeah. I'm very excited for... Skankfest. It's a comedy festival.
Where's it at this year?
It's not in Las Vegas.
Is it in New York?
Mm-mm. Actually, shit, it might be.
It's either in New York or Texas, I think.
I think it's in Texas. I think they're doing it in Austin, Texas.
Dude, I wish they'd do it in, like, Indianapolis.
That would be sick, but also, I don't think they ever would.
No. They don't have the...
The Midwest isn't behind the Legion, bro.
We need to get the Midwest behind the Legion. We need the Legion to get behind us.
I want to be friends with Luis Che Gomez.
Listen, Luis, if you want to win the Midwest, you know where to come. You know where to find us.
You get two fucking beef stack honks right here.
Right buddy. Here. Listen... We can't. I can't fight worth a fuck.
I got hands. I'll box anybody on the Skankfest card. Even you, buddy. You'll probably beat the shit out of me because I watched his sparring. Dude can actually fucking box. I was like, oh, fuck. I overspoke earlier.
Did you forget who else on the card?
Who?
Brendan Schaub. Oh my god, Brendan Schaub versus Todd Elliott.
He'll fucking murder me, I'm not gonna lie.
Yes, let's do it. I love this idea. No, this is a great bit. Let's do this.
His boxing was bad in the UFC. But also,
go ahead and talk shit. Go ahead.
I know he's been doing a lot of boxing. Go ahead,
cut this promo.
Okay, Brendan Schaub, you fucking overblown bitch. Learn how to write a joke first, all right? And then learn how to throw a punch. But you did that backwards, so now you're punch drunk, and then also not good at punch lines. Coincidentally, you should walk to your truck and suck your own dick. How about that, buddy?
You know what? I get a better idea. Fuck the... fight. Let's just have him have a roast battle, and at the end of it, Lewis gets to hit both of you over the head with a chair.
I feel like I would body Brendan Schaub in a roast battle.
Yeah, but...
Because all he's going to say is, you look gay.
Maybe it's because I'm so used to your insults that I'm like, they're wearing off on me, or I'm like... Well, here he is again. Yeah, I think I've heard this one before.
Dude, I had a customer earlier this week absolutely body me on the phone. It was hilarious.
Oh, your dad's finally talking to you again?
It's actually a sore subject. He's pretty upset that I'm not talking to him.
Oh my god, I didn't know. Yeah. 2 weeks in a row of me not knowing and fucking up. Hey, Mike. I'm here to ruin Todd's family. How are you doing? Shouts out to Martha. You're awesome.
Shouts out to Larry. Best dad I got.
Huh?
MVP is Martha.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. MVP of the podcast is always my mom.
Yeah, she's the one that's buying Dubby and...
Believes in me.
I swear to God, she might be the first one to buy a necklace besides me. Off our new sponsor that we haven't done an advertisement for because the products still haven't shown up from Great Britain.
Dude, fuck Great Britain. Fuck those tea drinking pussies, bro. Put milk in tea and suck my cock. How about that, you fucking buck teeth fuck?
I'm gonna say I'd rather they came from Great Britain than where they're actually coming from. But they come from Great Britain.
Where are they actually coming from?
Hey, Stuart. Beep this out. China.
We're getting China tea.
Bleep that out too. Anytime you hear China, bleep it out.
Why are we bleeping China?
Because we don't want them to know that it's from China.
Fuck the Chinese government.
You can leave that shit in. Hello, penetrators. Welcome to the first Zoom ad read ever. This is for Aricia London. Aricia London.
We totally didn't have to Google the name and how to say it before we did this. AriciaLondon.com.
Hold up one sec. Holy shit. I forgot to grab the products for this ad read. All right. So first thing we got is we got this necklaces. These are pretty nice. These are pretty cool. Solid quality so far. I've been wearing it like 2 weeks and it has yet to break on me. So that's cool. Their rings are garbage. It's supposed to be a lion, but it looks like a crackhead. So, see it?
Oh, I got to see my first homeless on my block, and it was rocking Aricia London apparel.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
They was pushing a cart and pushing totally English-made chains and rings.
Hell yeah. Totally based in England. Totally. Yeah, they got an Italian name, they're based in England, and they ship from, well, places.
Totally not China, though.
Totally not China. They got these crosses. This thing's actually kind of nice. I will say the quality of it is actually surprisingly decent.
And yet, then again, I'm convinced the Irish and the Italians are so close together, brother.
Yep, pretty much. so you go to AriciaLondon.com. Enter promo code GBDPOD, you get 25% off. Again, that's GBDPOD at checkout. Back to the show, right?
Let's send them back to the show. That was fucking horrific. Buddy, can we have an agreement right here and now?
What's that?
Okay, so further into the future, once we start getting ad revenue and such.
Yes.
Will we not take an ad from a Chinese-owned company?
Yes. Like, I will actually do research next time and not go, oh, we're getting 20% of the profit? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you, China. You can suck my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your people, I hope they experience freedom and happiness in their life, but also the government, suck my fucking dick from the back. You're a piece of shit. Let the Uyghurs go.
See, we wouldn't have this problem if Finley Hats and Pit Viper would just give us money, you know? If they would just, not even money, give us just a fucking promo code. That's all I ask. A promo code. Okay? From these two companies on my face.
10%.
Just one time.
Daddy, please.
Hell, you know what?
Daddy, please.
Listen, I'll give the one that gave me an actual email that was kind of respectful. Finley Hats, listen, I will take these sunglasses and I will throw them off camera. I will keep them. They're nice. I'm sorry. They're expensive, so I'm not throwing them away. But I will start wearing your sunglasses on the podcast.
Finley makes sunglasses too?
Yeah. They're also, blur this out, they're cheap pieces of shit.
That's awesome, buddy.
Like, they're made out of the most shitty plastic of all time. Like, yeah, stick with hats, motherfuckers.
Their beanies are nice.
Can I see that? Let me see this. Okay, see.
That's actually a super high quality hat.
They are known for making weed eaters, leaf blowers,
chainsaws,
small engine equipment and battery powered equipment, But also, their hats are decently made, right? Made in China. Never mind, it's a piece of shit.
This hat is actually not for the public, in case anyone was wondering. It's a dealer-exclusive hat. I sold enough steel products. Well,
you know how many rednecks are going to show up and mug you for that hat now? Congratulations. Viewers, if you want to find Todd, you can find him at this address right here.
Good luck, bitch.
This address right here.
I stay ready.
It's at the bottom of the screen.
Stay angry.
Right here. Right here.
Pull up if you want to get your dick aggressively sucked
right here.
From the back.
You know what I just realized with wearing the sunglasses?
Hmm.
I can do right here and look down at the camera, and it doesn't look like I'm looking at the camera. So I can just be staring down there this entire time, and they will never know because of the sunglasses. This is epic. This is great. You can't even tell where I'm staring right now.
Gay, blind, retard.
Do you know where my eyes are right now?
They're looking towards the camera.
Yes, they... Wait, how do you know that?
Because I can see your eyes, you dumbass.
Oh, well, you can see my eyes, but they can't, so...
Fucking retard. There's a lot of light on in here, buddy. I can see through the glasses.
I need to get AIDS. Speaking of meth addiction, though...
I watched a guy do meth at work this week.
Really? Was he from South Dakota by chance?
No, he was, I don't know where he's from, but he was just, like, sitting in our front lot, just snorting fucking meth pretty blatantly. It was pretty bad. Me and my boss just stood there, and we're just like, holy shit, dude, calm down. And then he went in and bought a six-pack of beer, cracked two of them in the parking lot, continued to drink them, while also scooping meth into his nose. And then he drove off. And do you know what he was driving, Dalton? A retired Crown Vic.
Did it have South Dakota license plates?
No, it had Illinois license plates.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see South Dakota's new slogan for meth? Their anti-drug?
No, what they say?
Meth, we're on it.
Why? Why is this a thing?
Other options were meth, just do it. Got meth. And one of my personal favorites,
meth. It's what's in the sauce.
Just meth.
It's what's in the crystal that counts.
I'm trying to. What are other ones you could turn into that?
I just gotta say, you know what's the number one thing made in America?
Meth?
Fucking meth.
God damn.
Oh, shit. That's great. That's the one Jesus thing we got Christ. As an export that's number one on the planet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's great. Got to be proud of us, huh? Jesus Christ.
Yep, yep. Yep.
Well, was there anything that happened in sports this week? Oh, Iota Sumo finally got signed today. Two-year, $21 million deal to stay with Chicago.
Good. I like Iota Sumo.
Yeah, I'm glad they kept him. Yes, thank you, Mike. Why are you here? Either join the pod or leave.
Come sit on my lap and get out.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you're lucky I did back, so I can't go that far down. Dolan and I just had a gym sesh. It was pretty cool. Pretty fun. Yeah?
Yeah. How sore are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Honestly, I almost fucking killed myself trying to PR.
Really?
Yeah, my back is fucked up. I should have put on a belt.
It's weird that I kept up with you. Oh, I did have the belt on. Maybe that's why I feel fine.
Yeah, my back is fucked.
Like, I'm a little, like, there's little spots that are a little sore, but I'm not, overall, I'm not bad. It might be tomorrow morning when I wake up and go, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a drunken slut, you know? Yeah. Played some disc golf today.
Nice.
You know, there's two things I learned about disc golf that I did not realize. I thought it was going to be the easiest sport ever to play because it's literally throwing frisbees.
Yeah.
One, it's super difficult to just get the motherfucker to go straight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing I also noticed is any advice you get on YouTube is bullshit. I swear to God. If it's a Norwegian motherfucker, don't listen to him. Or do. Maybe they know what they're talking about and I just suck. Which is probably more likely. But anyways, yeah.
Who is that? Is that Maui?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. What's up, son? Kitty cat. Me and him had a heart-to-heart earlier today because he shit on my floor.
Was the heart-to-heart you choking him out on the floor?
I grabbed him by his scruff and I just leaned in real, like, inside of his ear and I was just like, if you shit on my fucking floor again, I swear to God, I will rape you to death, you little fucking piece of shit. You're just big enough for my dick to hurt you.
I'm going to go ahead and...
Hey, now.
I just burnt myself with a cigarette. Because Maui was trying to chew on my phone cable.
Yeah, he will chew on cords. He likes strings.
Keep him as far away from the mic cables as possible, then.
What are you doing, son? Oh, you're just chilling on the table. Okay.
We're good.
So Sunday, I really want to play basketball, buddy.
Sunday?
No matter what time we get back, we're playing basketball. Promise me.
Sure.
I got an old head pulling up from work.
I do plan on...
Hey, baby girl.
I do plan on tomorrow getting up kind of early before, probably like 10, and probably going over to either Eastern or Lakeland and playing another round.
That's fine. I got to work tomorrow until noon.
I mean, it's fun. I'm finding joy in this.
It's good, buddy.
You know, and it's nice. You get outside, you get to do it. It's something to do. I'm not paying $60 to play one fucking game of golf.
Jesus fucking Christ, that's crazy.
It's ridiculous what they charge you to play a fucking game of golf.
A game made for drunk poor people, a.k.a. Ireland.
But then it turned into rich people in America, turning into... A $1 million thing.
Bro, fuck off. No one can hear you. Suck dicks.
Listen, Mike, you play golf, right?
I have before.
You have before? Okay, so maybe you'll be in on this mission I have, this brilliant idea that was brought to me by one of my coworkers.
Those are healing up nice, buddy.
Oh, no, it looks like shit.
So.
No, the first one.
Oh, yeah, the first one, Ned.
That healed up pretty good. Oh, my God. Hear me out on this. She scarred the fuck out of you.
I'm going to need your guys' full attention for this. They do look nice, Mike.
I don't see a scar.
Like, right there.
Ooh.
That's because Thomas was a dumbass and made a joke about
it. Oh.
She was tattooing me and I laughed, and she laughed at the same time. I put the needle in my arm. So I blame Thomas' drunk ass.
Well, anyways, 3 a.m, you guys want to, like, break into a country club and start playing golf with flashlights?
I'm 100% down for that. That sounds like the only way. Yeah. That like sounds the, like the only the way headlamp. I'd be.
Oh.
That sounds like the
glow
only.
Glow in the dark golf balls.
Yeah.
Headlamps, yes.
Oh
yeah.
My God, this is genius.
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
Listen.
And leave it to the retard to come up with an idea.
If you live in an area and there is a golf course.
You need to see Dalton's club, weightlifting equipment.
Specifically, country club.
What is
shut the fuck up. Listen here. Break into that motherfucker at 3 a.m. with headlamps and glow in the dark golf balls and play golf. Fuck the anarchy or the establishment. Anyways, yeah, I bought a weightlifting belt and weightlifting gloves that match these sunglasses and my Kennedy 2024 hat.
He looks like the strongest downy in the gym. I swear to God, he put this whole ensemble on, and I was just like, holy shit!
I did not put the gloves on. I want to preface this. It was just the weightlifting belt. And you just said moments ago you should have wore a belt. So who's the asshole here?
No, you should have.
The asshole here?
No, I should have worn a belt. You're right. But also, you look like the world's strongest downy in your full ensemble. I guarantee it.
What I look like is generic Kurt Angle. Okay, listen.
Angle was bald all the way around. He never had a beard.
Not in his early career.
He never had a beard.
He wore a wig there for a little bit, okay?
No, he didn't. I actually know this one.
Google it. He did.
When he was cutting promos and stuff?
Yes, he did. When he was cutting promos, he had hair.
Okay. Daddy's going to get a beer. Because also, this is the one person I actually care about in wrestling. You fucking piece of shit. You respect
suck,
him.
You suck.
Right. Kurt Angle's a fucking American hero.
Fuck the LA Knight knockoff of Rock and Steve Austin shit, because that's exactly what he is.
But that meme I sent you was hilarious. You saw it too, right? Yeah. Oh my god.
It was actually fun. Yeah, that was good.
Okay. They say, hey.
That was fucking hilarious.
What? Oh my gosh.
Dude, I said I actually watched it on break. Like, everybody that walked by just like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, this is fucking hilarious.
This is the best thing ever. I watched it 7 times. Mick sent me that. Shout out to Mick. He sent me that. I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm sending to everybody.
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Dude, Mick's a meme lord.
Oh my god.
But of course, it just had to go with Shania Twain's fucking.
Oh my gosh. We should start a going backdoor meme page. Just have him posting stuff. I swear to god.
That's one way you could get involved. And not be like attached to it. But, I mean, we already said it, so.
Yeah, but nobody's listening. It's fine.
Yeah.
Outside right. of you, me,
Mom,
Mike,
don't tell anyone Mick works for the police.
And Stuart, I don't think anybody, and, well, actually.
Don't you gonna smoke?
What am I supposed to do with this?
Inhale it. You grabbed it, buddy. You got it, buddy. Alpha brain.
You know, I haven't smoked weed in a while, Joe Rogan, but I'll give this a chance.
Oh my god, you didn't do the Elon thing where you just immediately exhaled. Okay, all right. I'm
wait, is that what he did?
Yeah, he didn't inhale.
Now, Tesla stocks are up.
30%, big dog, 30%.
Oh, shit. So, fuck. Let me think. God, my mouth is so fucking dry.
Oh, I just found out Jerry lives in Cincinnati.
Really?
Ohio, and makes the drive to Indianapolis, yes.
Really?
Why?
Because his wife has a nice piece of farmland out there.
So,
he goes all the way to Indy.
So, Jerry has some moolah?
Jerry doesn't.
His wife has some moolah?
Yeah. That's why she's a booking agent.
Mm-hmm.
And she's honestly my favorite human being. I love Janet so much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shouts out to her. She's cool. I do want to say I do have a beef with one of the comics.
Who?
His name is Todd Elliott.
Oh.
he's a gay lord from hell. Some people call him a mark. I do, too, but that's beside the point. We should put that on a t-shirt. Todd is a mark.
Why would you do this?
I don't know. Because
I'm not.
It's funny. Yeah, and you say I have a giant dick. Obviously, I don't.
No, you're lying. Good. You have a disgusting horse cock.
It is.
Isn't this true? Doesn't Dalton have, like, the fattest dick you've ever seen?
I mean, you seen Hodor's dick in Game of Thrones? Bigger than that.
Literally, my man's rocking a literal fucking sledgehammer.
Guys, it's already hard enough for me to get laid. Okay?
Yeah, that's the problem. Your dick's just too fucking fat, dude.
I mean,
that's the issue.
They see it and they run. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They gulp.
It's always a...
Yeah. And that's just
I try to do a big swallow, but my mouth's dry as fuck.
Yeah, and then when they get sprayed in the face, you know, I've killed 3 women with it. Okay.
My dude's got PSIs of pressure. PSIs of pressure of cum, bro.
Fuck a garden hose. It's like a fire hose. You know what I'm saying?
You know that stuff they hit black people with in the 60s?
Oh my God.
That's my boy's cock.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
He's a German shepherd on a poor 14-year-old boy.
That was too damn good. Oh, fuck no.
Give him a leg and he's taking the whole fucking thing,
bro.
Oh my god.
Holy shit!
Oh my god.
Wake up, Penetrator! Get some W in your cup! W, brother, is a jitterless, sugarless energy drink brought to you by W.GG. And it's packed good with caffeine and other goodness to just wake you up and put a real kick in your pants to start your day. If you know what I'm saying, brother.
Yeah, it tastes good.
The lovely flavor we have in said cup is Galaxy Grenade.
How long have I been asleep?
Hours.
I've been up
cooking, brother.
Did we finish the podcast?
I did. I don't know about you, but I had W in my cup, so I stayed wide awake the entire time. I felt sharp, but not on edge. And that's a good distinction with your uppers in your life, folks.
I think I fell asleep during a UFC rant.
Possibly. That is usually a going back door exclusive, is me ranting about the UFC being shit, even though I love it.
Are we in the middle of an ad?
Yeah, we're doing an ad right now, brother, for W.
Oh yeah. What do you got here?
That is the Galaxy Grenade, brother. That is one of the wonderful flavors brought to you by W. And I know other people are asking, like, do they make any other potential flavors besides...
What other flavors do they have?
They have a wonderful Callow Cream, my friend.
Do you have any?
The
fuck did this come from?
A gift from the Dubby Gods, that's what it is.
I guess.
Callow Cream. It's a mango orange dreamsicle concoction packed to the brim.
I definitely didn't throw this to myself. I don't know where this came from.
With goodness. I know we didn't throw it to ourselves, Dalton. It was a gift from the Dubby Gods.
Dubby Gods?
The Dubby Gods.
No.
And that is GBD Pod.
Well, as the late, great Biggie Smalls once said, WWW, can't you see? Sometimes you're... just awakens me. You know, so maybe I need more. Maybe I'll be more awake.
If you take enough, you might see Biggie Smalls. WWW, can't you see? All these other hosts don't fuck with me. I have murdered Dalton. So, yeah. GBD Pod for 10%
holy
off
shit.
Your entire W order, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm definitely awake now.
W is a cheaper alternative to the powdered G Fuel. It is delicious, tastes great. Jitterless energy, folks, that is brought to you at a level and stable delivery system. Ooh. It's more like the time release Adderall instead of just railing the motherfucker, you know?
It's making me cry, I'll tell you what.
The W's so good you cry about it.
It's good stuff. What was the promo code again?
GBD Pod for 10% off your entire W order at W.GG. GBD Pod. For 10% off.
Isn't there also a quick link on the website?
Fuck, there might be a quick link on the website, GBD goingbackdoor.com.
Yeah, goingbackdoor.com. They should check that out too.
Yeah, there's a nice link there that can take you to the lovely W.GG. GBD Pod for 10% off. GBD Pod.
You think we should send it back to the episode?
I think we should potentially. Take it back to the show.
One more thing. Sing it with me. WWW, can't you see?
You know, Lee Harvey Oswald, he shot with Dalton's dick.
Oh my god!
Right through that JFK bitch's head.
Whoa.
So hard. So hard that his head blew backwards.
I swear to god.
Like, he broke physics. To throw a piece of his skull behind him with this absolute diamond rocket of nut.
Listen, if I get a call from the FBI asking me to do an assassination on another president candidate, swear to God, I'm calling you and I'm shooting you instead with my rocket dick. Don't put that bad juju on me, Donnie.
The government's going to call Dalton in 2 weeks and say, hey, we need you to assassinate RFK Jr., please.
Listen, do you think you could use that rocket dick to nuke Russia?
Putin's been talking a lot of shit, bro. We need that dick in action.
Can you shotgun Russia with your massive rocket dick?
You know those unsupervised 19-year-olds with the boom-boom sticks in World War II? Yeah, exactly that. We need you to do that to a whole country with your fucking nuclear weapon of a dick, bro.
Nuclear weapon.
Like, America's about to invade my house because the absolute weapon of mass destruction you have between your legs. No, call me Saddam Hussein.
Bro, we're good. We don't have oil.
We don't need liberated that bad.
They'll blow up the gas station and say it was close enough.
Yeah, they need to see a gas station. Yeah, he's brown enough. Blows it up.
They'll attack the gas station. God damn. Holy shit.
We got a little wild.
Oh my, a little?
Let's say shouts out to 1960s people for giving civil rights to blacks.
That didn't come off racist.
No, it didn't. Not at all. Shut the fuck up. That's not what I meant. Shouts out to CCR for bringing absolute bangers every time you put out a song.
Listen, Stuart, I'm gonna need you to cut here, and I'm gonna need you to add in what you think.
Stuart's known me since a young age. Like, he saw the accidental racist that I was because I didn't know black people for so long. And then literally the first black person I ever met, nothing against him, I love him to death, was the family of a gang family. Like, he's been a gang member since, like, a young age. I love him to death. A great man. But also,
Was this, was this vape no. shop?
What?
Vape shop?
Yeah. No, I've known him since 8th grade.
The big dude?
No.
No, not big homie?
No.
No, okay.
Ray's a saint. I have to keep out of contact with him for reasons. But I hope the best for him and I love
Did
him.
Did we know him in high school?
Yes.
What's his name?
Titanium. No one knows that name, so if you know that.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh. I was gonna guess Keenan Mute.
Dude, he told me he was a quarter black, and I was just like, you're lying. And he was like, no, look at my lips. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? You can't say that.
Dude. I don't remember who it was, but there was somebody in high school that was like, well, Dalton's quarter black. I'm like, what? And they're like, you have a big nose. I'm like, that's racist as fuck. What? No, dude. I'm
surprised they didn't call you a fat Jew. You look like Action Bronson if he was raised in a frat house. Say something.
Thank you.
You look like a guy that would pick up gas station chicken and be like, fucking delicious.
No, it was actually not that great. I'm pretty sure it wasn't cooked all the way, to be honest with you. I'm going to have liquid shits on the way home. I want you guys to know that.
There's a couple gas stations that actually have like a fire selection of chicken. There's one in Arthur. I'm trying to remember what it is.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
It's actually like super good chicken.
I've heard that, yeah. Never, I rarely go to Arthur. Rarely. Mainly because I hate the Amish. Like, I'm super...
Dude, me fucking too.
I super hate the Amish. Like...
Have you ever talked to one in person?
You know how, like, racist white people hate black people? Or, like, how Asians that own a gas station hate black people? Like...
Dogs hate those guys.
You know, like, that's how I am with the Amish.
There's some Amish people who are super sweet. And then there's also some Amish people who, like,
see,
I want a punch in the face.
The ones that I've met that were super nice, it's like they're either out of the Amish.
Yeah.
Or they're, like, some other different kind of weird thing.
Mennonite. where they're like half in, half out.
Yeah, yeah. But when they're full Amish, they're just rude assholes.
Sometimes, yeah. Because we're the English to them. Right? Isn't that fucked up? We're the English. Suck my dick.
Listen.
We won a Revolutionary War. What have you faggots done?
My Irish
not
ass...
Not used electricity? Oh!
My Irish ass isn't going to stand for this. I swear to God. You call me English one more fucking time? I'm kicking somebody in the cunt.
I swear to God, bro. You know, boxing's evolved since, like, the 1600s, right?
I don't know if I should tell this story. Somebody who I used to work with, we'll put it that way, told me a story about when he was, you know, my age, he would go up to Arthur, and then, like, with, like, five or six guys, and they would play punch an Amish guy, and they would just walk up and, like, punch somebody, because they won't fight back.
Dude, all the Amish people...
I was like,
people?
What the fuck?
No, they will fight back. they literally will. Amish people are retard strong. They're so inbred that they have retard strength.
I remember one time, it was 4th of July, me and Cody were going up there for fireworks. And Cody's like, we should stay and go to a party. I'm like, why would we want to do that? He's like, Amish chicks, bro. I'm like, yeah, I've always thought hairy ass legs and arms like mine are super hot on a woman.
But do you know what Amish chicks do, buddy?
What's that?
Anal. The pussy is for marriage. I've never had anal with an Amish chick. That was just a stereotype.
Todd's a racist, but it's fine because it's Amish people. They don't count as people.
Yeah, they will.
We can talk all the shit we want. Holy shit, we found a group we can hate.
You know, one of the
publicly,
worst,
and it won't affect anybody.
One of the worst type of animal groomers, well, breeders on the planet is it's the fucking Amish.
Yeah, they inbred the fuck out of them, and
they inbred the fuck out of their dogs and their animals and other shit like that.
And they lock them in little cages. They're horrible.
And then, once the dogs get too old and didn't sell, they'll just turn, like, a whole litter into a shelter. Kill yourself.
You know,
kill yourself.
That, in their opinion, is an evil. But this thing is the fucking devil.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is your logic, you know? Like,
yeah, and you beating a horse that's way too small to carry you and your fat fucking wife and your whole dumbass fucking family that stopped going to school at the fucking eighth grade. Do you know what algebra is, fuck boy? Probably not, but kill yourself. Unalive yourself, actually, for the internet-friendly version. Unalive yourself, Amish. Or pick up the fucking internet, bud. Did you see how they tried to win points with everyone by being like, oh, Black Lives Matter? None of you fuckers know a black person.
Now, did they do this in, like, 2022, like, yeah. 2 years after?
Yeah. It was literally a year late.
Because somebody sent them.
And it was, like, a whole bunch of Amish and Amish area, Pennsylvania, just holding up signs being like, we stand with the Black Lives Matter,
little
people.
Light there, bud.
We already found out that they're kind of terrorists. Sorry.
Fucking morons. Dumbass Amish. Not the blacks. The Amish.
Fucking go to school till 8th grade. I know all I need to know. Let me fuck my cousin. That was good.
Listen,
that was good as fuck. Give me that. Give me that right there, Daddy.
I'm going to need that clipped out, just you saying that. Let me drop out of the 8th grade and fuck my cousin. Because it was so sincere. I need that on the soundboard. I need that on the soundboard. Holy shit, I wish it was hooked up. And I wish I had that. Holy fuck.
That's pretty good, right?
Oh my god, that was great. So,
oh, the Suns team. Do you want to talk about that, buddy?
The what?
The Suns.
So they got Bol Bol.
Yep. Traded campaign.
Traded campaign? I didn't see that. Who'd they get for him? What'd they get?
A second round draft pick and money.
To who?
Fuck, I can't. I have the picture. Say 1 second.
Let me guess. Detroit.
I think it was Detroit.
Oh, my God. Fucking idiots.
He's fucking... No, to the Spurs. He went to the Spurs.
He's going to have his number retired with San Antonio. Holy shit.
Yeah, no. Popovich saw something. He's like, this guy can be good. Because he was our leading scorer in the last game of the series. In the playoffs.
Or he probably got him like, yeah, he can shoot. Whatever, fuck it.
He can shoot. He's a good backup point guard.
Nope. I could see Pop going, look, you're going to be two guard, and I need you to just come off screens and shoot threes.
Because dude is a sniper.
That's it.
He's got good
You're not
range.
Handling the ball. You're not doing anything, any decision making because...
He can't pass the ball for shit.
You don't know how to do that.
Literally.
So,
he has good handles and can shoot threes. That's it.
And then... Oh, my God. Spurs?
He's going to fall into a good spot on the Spurs. I'm not going to lie to you, dude.
I was kind of hoping he would end up in Detroit because that'd be hysterical because that's right on brand for them. A little guard that can shoot threes? Fuck yeah, we'll take him. Ben Gordon. Ooh. 2.0 right here. Fucking idiots.
Ben Gordon was hard on Detroit, dog.
Ben Gordon was a good fuck Detroit. Fuck the Pistons. Fuck the Tigers. Fuck the Lions. Red Wings. Whatever your fucking shithole soccer team is, you fucking giant city with your empty buildings and your gay ass homeless.
They're on their way up.
Listen, you guys gave us Kid Rock.
And we can't forgive you for that.
And Ted Nugent. All right, so that's like nuclear war levels of terrorism, okay? Enough is enough. We shouldn't stand for this. You turned Isaiah Thomas into a little fucking bitch, okay? Actually,
Detroit.
He probably was. But whatever.
Nuke Detroit.
It's already been nuked. Have you seen it? It's a shithole. A literal shithole. Why am I going so hard at Detroit for no reason?
You know what's a better city
than... I'm doubling down. Fuck Detroit.
You know what's a better city than Detroit?
What's that?
Fucking Dayton, Ohio.
Have you ever been to Dayton, Ohio?
Fuck no, I haven't.
Well, I've never been to Detroit, but let's continue to talk shit.
Dayton, Ohio, home of a LeBron James, Tony Hinchcliffe, and gang violence.
Wow, they gave us one out of two things that are cool.
Tony Hinchcliffe is just
he's not it. That's not the one I was talking about.
He's a gay wrestling heel. That's all he is.
He's such a little douche.
I kind of like him, though. He's funny.
You
probably think Brian Redman's the funniest guy.
I really don't.
Okay.
He's not funny either.
Okay.
No. It's funny. I'm getting a little more open on talking shit about comedians for some reason today.
Because you know a good one.
I'm sorry. I'd shake his hand, but he's not here.
Ow, fuck. I got right on the tip.
Oh yes, you did, you son of a bitch.
I got right on the fucking tip.
Is it bleeding? It's not bleeding.
It's so hard.
Oh, it hurts.
Your nipple's so hard.
It hurts so bad, dude. Oh. Oh.
Welcome to the milking station.
Oh. Oh, I'm going to have to give you a dick twist later. Oh. You son of a bitch.
Please.
Faggot.
I need to go check on the meat in the kitchen 1 second.
Okay. I'll hold it down. So, anyways, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Let's see. What could we talk about on this podcast? We are derailing here. Dalton, you're derailing. You're derailing. Oh, my God. Okay, anyways. Todd is a Russian spy. Sleeper. He's a Russian sleeper. We're bringing back this old bit. Oh, you know what? Two old bits. I'm going to bring back two old bits. Hello, my name is Rudy Gobert. And Todd is a Russian sleeper. I know this because I am a French sleeper. And by that, I mean I sleep with a lot of men. What's up, homo? How's it going, homo?
So do you want to hear my Nate Diaz impression?
Hello, homo. Go ahead, homo. Drop it on me, homo.
All right, here we go.
Man, I don't even respect nothing but knockouts and submissions. Decisions are for fucking pussies, bro. You don't want to stand up and fucking bang, bro? You don't want to stand up and fucking bang? What's wrong, bro?
Hello, this is Lowry Marketing.
209, what?
This is Lowry Marketing.
209, what?
Listen, when you're doing your impression, I don't want you to take this to a heart. But when you're doing your repression, it's better when you say some funny shit that you know they won't say. For example, my name is Laura Markkinen, and I like to fuck children.
My name's Nate Diaz, and I like smoking meth with my fucking boys, and then also I like fighting random strangers.
See, that's the two are close. Maybe I'll like Nate Diaz in therapy. Or Lowry Markkinen in a gay strip club getting fucked in the ass by two men.
I don't think these motherfuckers respect where I'm from, bro. I'm from Stockton, California, bro. That's the hardest place there is, bro. I've been in these streets since the time these kids were in diapers, bro. Conor McGregor's a fucking bitch, bro.
Listen, man. This is Vince McMahon right here, all right? You gotta get this shit together. All right, I don't know what this bullshit is, but you gotta get a little bit more weird with it. And it's pretty hard to get more weirder with Vince, because have you heard the fucking guy? Or me? Me. Yeah, me.
Insert the sound bit of Vince saying a racism.
I'll send it to you, Stuart. Don't worry. I love the bit. It's great. Ah, funny.
Stuart with action laugh.
What's up, my, you know?
Hey, yo! Hey, yo, daddy, chill.
Oh, shit. Okay. Maybe it's over the voices.
That does make Stuart kind of mad sometimes, just so you know.
What?
The N-word.
Oh, I wasn't going to say it. I know, I don't say the N-word.
Don't let him lie to you, people.
I don't. Jesus Christ. I joke about you trying to get you to say the N-word because it makes you so goddamn uncomfortable. It's hilarious.
Because I used to say it all the time.
Oh my god.
No. That's the biggest issue.
There was realize,
I got a group of black friends and they were just like, it's funny when you say it because you're so painfully Caucasian. And then I learned to throw up gang signs and then I learned it was a problem.
Jesus Christ. See, I never had that problem. I never thought of I never really said the N-word that much. Now, faggot, on the other hand.
That's still in my vocabulary, and I refuse to remove it. I'm sorry.
I've realized I need to watch it around certain people, you know?
We can fight.
Not because it's more of a respect thing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to, like, hurt their feelings. Like, somebody that I care about. But if I'm at Walmart, and I'm hanging out with a friend, and I say, hey, faggot, get over here, or some shit. And some dude two aisles over that I don't fucking know is like, hey, that offends me. I'm going to be like, I don't tell you, dude. Why don't you grow a pair of balls?
Mind your fucking business. I don't fucking know. I'm not hurting your life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness.
I didn't
so
call
suck
you
my
it.
Dick.
So, like, I don't know what the issue is here, pal. But
because it's used to impress my people at some point in time.
Also, can we talk about Disney for a second, buddy?
Sure. Go ahead.
We're getting loose, Stuart. Have fun with that audio, you fucking bitch. But
you might
okay.
Just pull that off. Just pull that off. It's gonna make it easier for him.
Okay. Sorry, God, buddy.
I'm trying to help him out here. Stuart, I'm on your side, buddy. Don't worry, I'm on your side.
Ooh, I'm a piece of shit.
I am
but
on your
anyway.
Side on this. Oh my god, you're such a piece of shit.
So Disney.
Oh my god.
Disney is remaking the Snow White movie.
Yeah.
And they recast a Latino person. But also, you know the Seven Dwarfs, buddy? Now they're different fucking sizes.
Midgets come in different sizes.
I know, midgets.
Not sizes like height, but like, you know.
Yeah, I know. They also come in different heights.
You know, you got the Oompa Loompa.
There's
midgets,
technical midgets, and there's people with actual dwarfism.
Yeah, there's like, you know, like, I'm trying to think of a good example. There's Wee Man, and then there's like, you know.
That one chick who looks like an 8-year-old.
I was trying to think.
That Dalton wants to bang.
No. I've never said that. I said the midget. on Instagram. She's kind of hot, but that's beside the point.
When you get home tonight, look up the village, the theme park of little people in China. It's super fucked up. It's slavery with extra points. It's super fucked up. I'm not going to lie. Like, they just put a whole bunch of little people in, like, this little theme park. And then they make them only have sex with each other. And they live in basically, like, barracks. Where it's just, like, a 3-tier bunk bed. Yeah.
Well, we know what Todd's spanking his wiener off to.
But also, back to... Back to Disney. They want to talk about cultural appropriation. Why the fuck was Cleopatra cast as a black woman? Cleopatra was Greek. Did you not know that? She was a fucking Greek woman. Did you not know that? Probably not. Probably fucking not. Because you're like, oh, it's in Africa. She's black. You fucking retards. Culturally appropriate this dick. But people are mad because Snow White's cast as a fucking brown lady. Suck dicks. The ethnicity of the character doesn't really matter as long as you stick true to the story. Personal opinion.
Yeah.
As long as the story is good, no one gives a fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! That was a Pearl Jam reference. No. But someone hit me with an Avatar reference at work earlier this week, and I absolutely crushed.
Came in your pants?
I laughed so fucking hard. I was trying to look up a part for a fella at a dealership, and I said, oh, we ain't got it nowhere. It's special order item. So he's like, oh, is it unobtainium? I fucking cry laughed. And then I asked, that was an Avatar reference, right? You're not just fucking retarded. And then he was like, you know goddamn right it was. And I laughed even harder.
Wow. So, you want to start wrapping this thing up?
Mm-hmm.
My throat is so fucking dry right now.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Follow me at FuckToddGBD on Instagram. I also have Twitter under the same name. Check me out at Crackers or any Indianapolis comedy club in about a week.
Oh.
I'll be moving on the 1st of August.
Another note for you, Stuart. When you're doing plugs, if you could put the Soviet Union national anthem under it in the background.
Yes.
Yep. That's something I forgot to mention. I just remembered. Anyways, you can get me at TheRealDTodGBD on everything. Twitter, Instagram. I think my Threads is that too.
I need to make a Threads.
Yeah, you should. You should take advantage of all the social media, man. I'm telling you. YouTube, it's the same thing. You can find the podcast itself at Going Backdoor on Instagram and Backdoor Going on Twitter. Again, get in that guy's DMs that owns the Going Backdoor and tell him to suck my nuts. Yeah, that's about it. Other closing thing here, too, with plugs. Ad-free episodes on YouTube. Or not on YouTube, on the website. Ads on YouTube. So, something to keep in mind.
Also,
we will be reshooting all the ads at some point. So,
we'll
change a little bit.
Did we put my stand-up videos on our Patreon?
That is getting done, hopefully, this week.
Okay, so check out my stand-up. Check out my stand-up on Patreon at Going Back Door.
I've been kind of waiting off until that episode comes out, but, you know.
Fair enough. We can try to promote it again. It doesn't matter. And that's available at any tier, right?
Huh?
Any tier of our membership.
I thought we were doing that at $10.
Oh, okay,
or
yeah.
Do you want to do it at any tier?
We can do it at any tier at this point.
Tier? Okay, any tier, even the free, you can get Todd's stuff. I'm kidding. You have to pay for it. Suck my nuts.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Suck my dick. If anyone's still here with us, we love you. Bye.
This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton Totter, extremely gay.